Good morning, Nick.
We are going to talk today about PMI. I wonder how many people know what that stands for.
You can make up all kinds of words to go with that acronym, but it's private mortgage insurance.
Private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
What specifically? I mean, this is something that, depending on how much money you put down on a house, you have to have.
Right.
Your lender may require it.
Right. Yeah. If you have more than 80%. If you're borrowing more than 80% of your value of your house, according to the bank appraisal, the lender may require you to have PMI or private mortgage insurance.
Now, what does the insurance do if you cannot pay your
mortgage?
I gotta
love you guys. You always ask me the best questions. Yes, that is exactly what it's designed to do.
Right.
What it's designed to do is protect the bank in case you're in default on your mortgage.
Right.
Now, I could do an hour-long show on this because... What this isn't the thrust of this spot this morning, but the point is, if there is somebody out there who has filed, who has had their house foreclosed on,
mm-hmm.
and they had private mortgage insurance, wouldn't the theory be that private mortgage insurance
would
is supposed to protect the bank and pay the mortgage, right?
And the person
doesn't seem to be happening that way.
No,
my experience has been that the bank will still foreclose on the house, sell the house at auction, send a 1099-C for the forgiven debt if they didn't get the full amount of their loan to the client. And then, or to the borrower, and then the borrower has to figure out what they're going to do about that, right? So I don't know what private mortgage insurance is actually doing other than charging a premium. And if somebody brilliant out there wants to call me and tell me, I would totally welcome knowing what has actually happened in the case of private mortgage insurance for someone house who has been foreclosed on. I'd love to know that.
Because, well, go ahead.
But yeah, so that was sort of an aside. I told you I could do an hour on it.
Right,
All I really want to do this morning is save people some money.
Okay.
So the thing to know is that private mortgage insurance does not disappear automatically.
Mm.
However, you also may not be seeing it on your mortgage statement. Some of them break it down. Some of them do not. I just had someone whose escrow in their mortgage statement looked a little high, substantially high,
right.
And it was more than their insurance and their taxes. The balance was PMI. And they had about 50% equity in their house right now.
So but
they're still paying it, you know.
They weren't, but you're not required to pay the PMI.
Well, you're required to cancel it. Otherwise, it comes out of your mortgage payment.
You actually have to take the time to cancel it. You have to go through the motion of canceling the insurance.
You do.
Or it'll run on and on and on.
Yeah, and this can be sometimes hundreds of dollars a month for people.
Yeah.
So what you need to do, if you think you have more than 20% equity in your house now, or if your loan is older than 2 years old, some banks will let you out of it when it's 2 years or 5 years old. Check with your bank and say, is any part of my escrow or am I paying PMI? Am I paying private mortgage insurance?
Right.
How much is it and how do I get rid of it?
Right.
Can I pay for an appraisal, $300 or $400 appraisal? And if it comes in at 20% value or more, will you let me out of the PMI?
Right.
Yeah, because you could be paying it forever. Nobody's. Mm-hmm. This is an insurance company behind this. No matter how much you love your bank or your insurance agent, once you get into their automatic system, here's how much premium is coming out of your account or out of your payment every month. You're there until you cancel it.
Right.
So really be proactive. You could save yourself a bundle of money doing this.
All right. Check that out. If you have a mortgage, look into that. Maybe save you some money in your monthly mortgage payment. Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions, they can reach out to you.
They can, and they should watch for Hug Your Student Debt, which is coming your way soon.
Very soon.
413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.